Thanks for starting your day here with us, The Morning Reboot.
Good choice.
There, Chase, some news.
Yeah, good choice.
Just one of a couple of songs. Wake up! Thanks for deciding to start your morning here with us on Q105. I promise we'll do our very best to make it worth your while. On today's show, tacos and trivia are integral parts of Toledo. So we're going to bring that together and try something out around 7. Around 7:30, a panel full of ladies. Maybe all TPS ladies, since finally, I think everybody is back. My friends from NAMI will be by because they have a chili cook-off. A fundraiser coming up next week, so we'll see what's cooking. With that, Jeffy McG will drop by. We'll play the trailer game, and I'm half expecting Demetrius to slam in here to try to regain his title at 9 o'clock.
All right, yeah, because we found out last week.
You got whooped.
I'm not that swell.
No, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. If you want to be a part of the show, 419-240-1055. If you text Eric to that number, 419-240-1055, you will get the link for the podcast of the show. Obviously, this show has not completed its podcast yet. That will happen after 10 o'clock. But you can text Eric to that number to get podcasts. You can also participate with the show that way. You could call us. You can hit the website, Q1055.com. $1,000 keyword. First one happens today just before 9 o'clock. Good luck with that. And we are brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Let's get going. 547. Good morning, Derek, Chase, and Floyd.
And me. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Before you get too mad at me.
I'm angry. I am P.O.'d.
So Floyd has Netflix. You can have full anger at me, but let me load you up. But first, so I leave the house this morning. And
okay. Is this why I'm mad at you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why would you be mad at me?
I don't know. I'm prepared.
This is why I slept oddly. Usually, when I have something to eat before, like, close to bedtime, I'm a mess at night.
Maybe that was my problem last night.
I have outlandish dreams.
Oh.
I just didn't sleep great, but whatever. You know, this is why I get out of bed quick.
Gotta push through it, yeah.
Go. You're 10 minutes of coffee. So I'm like a Hawkeye. I am an eagle when it comes to, I notice stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a car parked where it normally wasn't when I was outside letting the dogs out this morning. Didn't pay any mind to it until I leave. And there were two young fellas sitting in that car, 4:34 in the morning.
Ooh, scandalous.
So, having not slept well, and I've made a decision with myself long ago. I'm like, I can't make important decisions in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call a doctor. Don't make a doctor appointment. Don't make big decisions.
Right.
Because my anxiety is driving in me in the morning. But I was thinking, now that I've left, they're going to break in.
Oh, you went that route.
Because why do people say, literally nothing good happens that late at night or early in the morning.
Speak for yourself, Mr. Chase.
This is true. So I'm going to just guess that they didn't break into my place.
Or maybe they were, were they right outside your place?
Down the block a little bit.
Maybe they were having, dare I say it, a fight?
Relations.
Or maybe they were carpooling being picked up.
4:30 in the
morning. We are going back. I mean, some people, you know what I mean?
I know. This is how you talk back to your anxiety.
Yeah.
rationalize
it out.
Not.
Or just.
You try to.
Pros and cons.
But not even that. Like, I thought our minds go to the bad thing. There's a million. Maybe they were just maybe they were listening to our podcast.
Oh.
They were trying to figure out. There's a million things they could be doing. I'm pretty sure that my house was not broken into. I'm pretty sure they weren't waiting for me to leave. So I was thinking of that. I was a little like anxiety minded this morning. The meeting I had yesterday got canceled.
Yes, I saw that.
So I went to go see Spider-Man.
I know. How was it? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
It was fine.
Okay.
I don't know if I like
it. I'm probably never going to see it because I'm over Spider-Man movies.
You'll see it.
Okay.
You'll see it. But I figured you'd be disappointed at me because I went without you. But
you did.
You were working.
Yeah, I did.
I at least thought to call you.
You did, and I saw it. It's cool. No worries.
I did at least think to call you.
Impacting young minds while you were enjoying life.
Are you an Incredibles fan?
I am. I really am. However, I have not seen part 2 because people tell me not to.
Why?
Because they said it would ruin the first one. I was like, no. The first one's like 20 years ago.
So I never saw the first one. I went with the girl I was seeing over the summertime to see because she wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw it again with her son. I liked it. I didn't love it. I understand why people beloved it. And having seen the second one than the first one, the animation is so much better.
Is it?
But I would put this Spider-Man movie on par with the second Incredibles movie.
Okay.
I just don't think I love animated movies like I used to.
It's so funny when you say the animation, because like if you go back to Toy Story 1, mm-hmm. to Toy Story 3, or even 2, you're just like, oh, this animation is awful. And that movie took like 12 years to make.
We'll get another Toy Story this year.
I saw that. I saw that preview trailer.
Wait till that comes out and then go back to 1.
I know.
But it was fine.
Okay.
The music was really good.
I know. That's what everyone's like raving about. But it didn't get nominated for anything, right? Or the Golden Globes?
I don't think so.
Because who's the rapper? Post Malone.
Yeah.
People love that song.
Yeah. It was stuck in my head. It was stuck in my head. But the music was really good. And it's very now.
Okay. That makes sense. I get it. Yeah.
It's very now. So I figured you'd be ticked off at me for that, but you're more upset with me for the other thing?
You're a monster.
Not a monster.
So first off, if we're going, are we going there?
Yeah.
I've witnessed Black Mirror. It's okay. So there's only 4 episodes the first season.
About that.
Okay. So I didn't know which one to start with. I just went to the first one.
Well,
it didn't say one. It just says the name. So like I text my friend who's a Black Mirror fan. I said, so this is one of those shows that you just can start, right? He's like, well, technically. And then I was like, but Eric said watch the first one. He's like, well, that's normally the one on top. And I was like, okay, I get it. The episode is called The National Anthem.
Yes.
And how dare you? Ill.
Nothing like that happens again.
Okay, see, now now I'm backtracking when Philip says, because his boyfriend's from the UK, that people in the UK don't really fan over Black Mirror like that. I get it, because now I have a pre-existing notion of, like, British people. Princess Susanna. Was it Susanna? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
That messed me up.
Now,
I you can't read it on air, but it messed me up. And if you, this is what I text a friend. I'm just going to show it to you right after I watched it because we were having dialogue during it.
I told you.
So it's my face reaction. Oh, this.
I can't see.
You can't read that, but I go. I was like, oh my goodness.
I'll give you this.
I'm not trying to ruin it for people because I was that person who took forever to watch it. I don't know if I can do episode 2.
All right, hang on. You have to watch that one first because nothing like that, nothing so stomach turning, nothing like that happens in the rest of the series.
And that's exactly what he said. He said, if you get past that one, the other ones aren't that bad.
Yeah.
But they're still kind of crazy, but not that bad.
It's supposed to. I like the way it starts that way because you think it's going to go down that route for the rest of the series, where in fact, it's quite the opposite. I liked how jarring that first one is because what someone is forced to do, and you're like, they're not gonna, there's no way. And when, like, the hero's gonna come in and save the day. So
and
blah,
it starts
blah, and it doesn't.
Really slow. Because, like, we talked about this, like, you wanna Google everything about the cast and blah, 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 blah. I didn't get that until, like, the middle of the show, and I go, as an actor, when you read this script, what goes through your mind? Because, frankly, I would have walked out the production meeting, like, I'm not doing that.
How much are they paying?
I know. And that end scene, though.
All right, so here's what I need you to do.
Oh, I can't do it.
So here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
I need you to apply that level of disgust
mm-hmm.
to your phone and how you act on the internet and on social media channels. Apply that stomach-churning, vomit-inducing pain.
On my Facebook?
No. I need you to apply that level of discomfort to the information and interactions you have on your mobile device. Okay? not graphically speaking, okay. But as far as that like you were unsettled. Once you watch the rest of the shows, okay, you will be that unsettled in your relationship with your mobile device.
Oh, so I got to keep going.
So I guess the long way of what I'm saying is that what that act was, mm-hmm, was metaphorical or symbolic, mm-hmm, for the rest of the series and how you'll feel with your relationship with technology.
Now, is it the same cast?
No.
It switches up? Okay.
It's anthological.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's different, and there's not many familiar faces.
My least favorite character was, I want to say it's his secretary, the little old crotchety lady, okay, the prime minister's. I didn't like her. I was like, you're getting off on this? Like, I was just like, I just couldn't stand her. And then, like, yeah, no, happens. And I was just like, no. So when he walks into the room, not giving anything away, I put my phone down, and I literally had that mental moment with myself. I was like, no. Nope. And then of course I looked at how much time was left, and I was like, oh, there's still 15 minutes.
If you have time, there are a lot of websites that list or rank the Black Mirror episodes. Uh-huh. You might want to go by that, and if you have any questions, you can ask me, because I have ones that I prefer and ones that are at the bottom of my list.
This is why I have trust issues. I trusted you. I am Princess Susanna. You have me in a room right now.
I know.
What was your reaction when you saw it? Because I was mad at the world.
I told you. I thought, not knowing what this show was, just knowing that it was buzzed about, I thought it was like any other show. Oh, the hero's going to come in and save the day at the last second.
Nope.
We still spoiled it, but it's been out for years.
But like, it's one of those things at the ending, it just fades to black. And I'm just like, no, I need closure. No. No. The wife needs closure. No.
You'll leave the show, and this is why I love it so much. Not necessarily with closure or a conclusion, but you'll leave provoked. And again, questioning your relationship with certain pieces of technology. And that's why I adore the show. In fact, they've gotten a little away from that.
Episode 2 is quite lengthy, though, because I was going to go into it last night, and I was like, ooh, I don't have an hour and 30 minutes.
I don't like that one. Yeah, not one of my...
Is that the skipper?
I know people who do like it.
Okay.
And then the third episode, there's a somewhat familiar actor on there, and the new female Doctor Who is, mm-hmm, in it. And I forget what it's called, but Robert Downey Jr. paid for the IP to potentially make it into a movie at some point.
Oh, the of that episode?
Yeah.
Oh.
So little nuggets like that.
Okay.
One more thing. I started, so Sandra Oh,
mm-hmm,
we were like, she did an okay job with the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I watched her show Killing Eve last night. I watched the first episode, never went back to it, and I watched two episodes last night.
Is it good?
I'm two episodes in, okay, into eight, and it's not the mystery hasn't drawn me in of the crime solving, uh-huh, and all that, but both key characters, the female psychopath and her character, I find very enjoyable. They're very... Sandra Oh's character, and I guess this is why people maybe loved her on Grey's Anatomy.
She was great on Grey's Anatomy. Just great.
Like magnetic charisma.
Yeah. And she... I like Sandra Oh. Like, I don't know much about her besides Grey's Anatomy, and she's done like some movies here and there, but like, she's definitely up there. She's a gem. She's a Hollywood gem.
And I guess this is her character in a lot of things, what makes her so... likeable. She seems very every woman.
Oh, yeah. Likeable. That relatability. That's the word I'm looking,
yeah,
for.
Although there's one scene in the episode where she's like a British intelligence agent.
Okay.
She walked into a room. Sorry, spoiler. And there's four dead people. And she loses her mind. Now, I prefer my intelligence agents to be a little bit more calm in, right, issues like that, but whatever.
She's like, no.
Let's try this next. What's the word? You go through a thesaurus or a dictionary at all?
I did. I went... yeah. What's the word / statements?
Okay.
Okay. I was like,
we'll do that next, 6 o'clock here on The Morning Reboot with Eric Chase. This is Q105.
Q105.
So 6:32, yeah, The Morning Reboot on Q105 with Eric Chase and Floyd. You can text us 419-240-1055. I feel like we should reveal what you just mentioned to me off the air before entertainment, because I don't think this can wait.
Are you ready to unleash it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Ready?
Yeah.
You're going to build me up? Give me a drum roll? No?
Okay. Where in the world is Floyd?
Deja De La Terra. Oh,
I love it! So Carmen Sandiego is coming back to Netflix, debuting.
It's this week, right?
I think it's the 18th.
18th, so next week-ish. Yeah.
And she's Robin Hood.
She is, they humanize her. I'm the more I watch the trailer, the more I'm getting excited.
And now you're going to have what?
I am having a Carmen Sandiego costume made. So I'm going to be, and actually I set up, I probably shouldn't reveal it, but I don't care. I talked to my friend about doing a photo shoot, and we're going to do me as Carmen Sandiego in front of the art museum.
I like it.
That's fun.
Where in Toledo is Carmen De La Terra?
Carmen De La Terra. Yeah.
I have sports stuff. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Record-setting Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins, unsurprisingly, says he's leaving school to enter the NFL draft. The third-year sophomore announced yesterday on Twitter he'll leave the program after 1 year as a starter, in which he broke most school and Big Ten single-season passing records. He also finished third in Heisman Trophy voting. He's projected to be a first-round pick. He could very well be the very first overall draft pick in the spring's NFL draft. Also in sports ball, in a big upset, I would say, at least for the size of the score, Clemson smashed Alabama 44-16 in Santa Clara last night to become college football champs for the second time in 3 years. This is the fourth year in a row they've played Alabama. And 2 years ago, they also beat Alabama for the national championship.
I actually watched the game.
Did you?
I was at a holiday party and it was on the screen. So all I know about this game is that they did the kickoff. The guy threw the ball, and there was an interception like the first 2 seconds. I was like, oh, okay, this is too much for me. The orange team, which I think is Clemson. Team.
Yes. And
they scored in like the first 10 seconds. I was like, oh, this is college football. Great. I'm going home.
Did you see their freshman quarterback they probably put on camera? He has long.
The one with the long, luxurious Fabio hair, and I jotted down his name. His name's Trevor.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Pretty Hair.
We have a local rapper here that looks just like him.
Shut your mouth.
Yep.
Stalking.
Can't tell you more. Trump administration official says the tax refunds will go out on time during the partial government shutdown. With the shutdown in its third week, there's been mounting concerns over an IRS delay in sending out refunds. And I guess returns for that matter, returns and refunds. The IRS might recall large... This sucks. The IRS might recall a large number of furloughed employees to process returns, probably without pay. Concerns have been growing that hundreds of billions of dollars in refunds would be delayed until the shutdown ends because funding for them wouldn't be available. An IRS spokesperson said, however, that an indefinite appropriation was available to pay the refunds. So you will get some money back, I guess.
Can you imagine?
If you're going to get it back.
Oh, going to school all that time to be a government official. And then, because this happens with every president. It's not just, you know. But like... Can you imagine, like, going, honey, I'm off to work. Oh, okay. I'm like, we ain't getting none at the end of the week. Like, I don't know. I'd be like, I'm out. But aren't most government officials under, like, a contract? I don't know how that works. I've never had any inkling to do it, but...
They just don't have a job. Their job isn't functioning right now.
Yeah, so...
So they're not getting paid.
Eek.
President Trump will address the nation tonight on what he called the crisis at the nation's border. The speech, Trump's first from the Oval Office, is expected to give the president a chance to lay out his case on an issue that has led to the partial government shutdown. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. I'm assuming it'll be across all channels. If you watch...
I'll be Netflixing.
Yeah, if watching live TV is your thing. Look no further than a software developer position. According to the U.S. News and World Report, the publication's Best Jobs of 2019 list was released early this morning. It takes seven factors into account, including median salary, employment rate, and stress level. The median salary for software developer is just over $101,000, and the unemployment rate is 1.9%. Other positions in the top 10 number, I'll go from... Well, there's a lot. There's a big tie at 9. Physician, prosthodontist. I guess that means you give people fake teeth.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oral and maxillofacial surgeon, obstetrician and gynecologist. They're all tied at 9. 8, pediatrician. 7, nurse practitioner. 5, there's a tie again. Nurse anesthetist and orthodontist. 4, dentist. 3, physician assistant, and 2, statistician. Any of those jobs sound appealing to you?
I don't do a job I can't pronounce. I'm just saying.
Like, they're all doctors.
Wow.
With the exception of the top two, they're all doctors of some kind. And I'm calling a dentist a doctor.
More power to them, because we need people like that. I'm just not interested.
I'm surprised there's, like, physicians on there, and nurse practitioner, and pediatrician. Like, just doctors, because from what the people in my little mental health circle, from the data that I've come across, it's very, very stressful. And
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Doctors are high risk for potential suicide because they're so overworked.
Oh, yeah.
And every time I read something, there's a shortage of nurses. Mm-hmm. There's a shortage of doctors.
I said Toledo went through that maybe 2 or 3 years ago. Like, there was like a boom in the nursing industry, but like 2 or 3 years ago, there was like nothing. More power to you guys. I couldn't do it.
And we're stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
Not stuck, but I mean... So there's a restaurant in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's bothered the local government because it's right down the street from City Hall. Do you know what... Have you ever had pho? Oh, Brittany never had pho. Have you ever had pho?
I've never had pho either.
It's delicious.
Okay.
And we have a great pho place that I've never been to, but it sounds like my kind of place. There's a place on Upton Avenue.
Okay.
Just off of, I think it's just off of Monroe. And you go in there, and it's like this little divey place, and there's like this little older lady in there. And if she's in a bad mood, it's game over.
Okay.
Which sounds exactly like my kind of place. and pho, it's just like, it's soup and some stuff in there. It's really good. So again, it's in Keene, New Hampshire. They want to call it, and they're still going to call it, but they have to take the sign down.
Oh, no.
Pho.
I just read it.
Pho, Keene, great. So, pho, Keene, New Hampshire, great. Restaurant's owner, Isabel Jolie, explained in the statement online that, yes, the name is a double entendre. We want it to be all things that a business would need to engage its audience. Catchy, memorable, creative, fun, and making a conversation piece about Vietnam's most famous comfort food, pho. For now, she's taking down the sign. It's still set to open on March 1st, and the restaurant is aiming to have a permanent outdoor sign installed if city authorities end up being okay with it. We don't have any plans on changing our business name. We've spent many thousands of dollars investing in this venture because we believed in every aspect of our concept, and that includes the branding and marketing of our business name, which, again, in Keene, New Hampshire, is pho.
Space.
Keene, New Hampshire. Great. And New Hampshire is New Hampshire is not in the title.
That's just a play on word. That's their history, and they're just, I'd give them the name. I would. That's their tradition. That's their life. Like, that's them. Like, they're not saying it just to be, you know, the word that we're.
They are.
No, they're not.
They're totally being provocative.
That is totally, like.
She admitted to it.
Did she?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor? Can you throw? I know we're expanding your boundaries.
I am.
Netflix and Black. Can you throw pho on your list of things to digest?
I gotta. We'll see what it looks like first.
It looks like
I'll be the boss.
Wonton soup, but it's so much better. And there's like 4 days worth of sodium in there.
Oh, that looks delicious.
See. Find the place on Upton Avenue.
Okay.
6:41 with the morning reboot on Q105 with Eric Chase and Floyd. Nobody wants to host the Oscars. That is yet again news before 7.
Q105.
6:54, Q105, the morning reboot with Eric Chase. Floyd, you can text us 419-240-1055. You'll have to call us shortly after 7 o'clock. We were talking tacos because tacos and trivia is now going to be kind of a thing on Tuesdays here on the show. And yes, I think we'll have prizes. You found the hot one from Balance?
Yes. I always say it wrong, but it's the S by S-E. So I say South by Southeast.
Okay.
Tacos. It burns your bottom.
It's too hot for you?
Yeah, and I like hot stuff, but it burns your bottom.
I like my food.
I mean, I'll still eat it.
I like my food like I like my coffee and my girls.
Dark,
hot and black.
Oh, you should hang out at Popeyes.
By the way, Balance is on Pizza Cat.
I need to try it. Yeah.
Bang Bang Pizza. We'll get to this taco stuff after 7 o'clock. Let's run through some entertainment news. I have a theory.
Yes.
Let me go through this and then I'll give you the theory. Nobody wants to host the Oscars this year, which is creeping up quickly. Presenting at the New York Film Critics Circle Awards last night, two-time host Chris Rock dashed any hopes that he might return to MC Hollywood's biggest night amid Kevin Hart's contentious exit from the post last month. Spotting three-time host Steve Martin in the crowd at Manhattan's Tao Downtown Restaurant, Rock exclaimed, "Steve Martin, you should host the Oscars. You were the best. I'm not doing that. Blank. You're not getting me." His remarks came hours after Hart doubled down on his position. He won't host the show on February 24th, despite Ellen's insistence that he should. He was on her show last week to address the controversy around his past tweets. In response, DeGeneres told The Upside actor that she personally phoned the Academy, asking them to reinstate him.
That kind of backfired because a lot of people were mad at her. Mad at her about it.
He also mentioned on a SiriusXM show. Is it his? Straight from the heart? He won't host because he said another reason. I don't have the time to repair and do it correctly. But yeah, I did see the Ellen backlash.
Yeah.
Like, how do you criticize Ellen? Like, she was trying to do the guy solid.
She was. And, like, her heart was in a good place. But when people are scorned, they're scorned. Like, they're just... like, and it came from people who, like, who've been through the bullying and torment and torture. So it wasn't, like, random people were just like, no, no. It's people who were less like, hey... a 10-year-old tweet does not cure my 20 years of bullying and torture. And I get that part, too. So
I understand.
It's a double-edged sword.
Here's my theory. Another reason why nobody wants to host it. Maybe not so much they're worried about their past, even though I doubt Steve Martin has old tweets that are offensive. I don't know if any of the hosts want to take the brunt of the criticism for yet another year of declining ratings. And... all these shows have just that. Yeah. All the ratings are going down, and I don't want to be the center of, well, it's that person's fault. Mm-hmm.
And to elaborate on him where he says Kevin Hart says he doesn't have time to prepare, like, do you even want to go into that arena knowing you can't, I mean, be funny? Like, everything's so touchy now. Like, how do you make one of the most highlighted award shows of all time one of the most boring entertaining? Like, that, I don't know. I personally, even if I was I'm not a comedian by any means whatsoever, I wouldn't even touch it. Like, I'd be like, eh, moving on.
You could have done better than, you could have been funnier than Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh two nights ago.
Yes, and actually, to backtrack, I actually watched some of their stuff. She was funnier than him.
They weren't good,
but like, if I had to pick, she could have done it herself, in my opinion.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Because he just fell flat on his face to me. I was like, oh.
I don't know if he's used to reading.
Yeah, he's that improv background.
Yeah. So the college football playoff championship was last night. Alabama got surprisingly throttled by Clemson 44-16. But maybe the biggest takeaway was what Lil Wayne wore at halftime. I can only explain this so much, so I encourage you to go to our Q105 Facebook page. What would you say? Did you see it?
No, I'm looking it up now. All right. Do you want me to guess first?
I'm going to... not. Don't look yet.
Okay.
It was like a long fur coat. It was black and it was white and there was dots. There was a scarf. There was a rhyme. It was glamorous and there was a floppy hat. The best comparisons were the Hamburglar and do you remember Darkwing Duck?
Oh my God, let's get dangerous. I do.
So, also... yeah. E.T. when he was dressed up.
Okay, so... Lil Wayne looks like E.T. anyway. So, okay, so you know how I feel about Post Malone. Lil Wayne is up there with Post Malone's look as Lil Wayne looks like a cockroach with a grill. And okay. Some hair. And, oh my Lord. What? Is his hair pink?
Yeah, he looks...
what is wrong with him?
He looks confused.
This is awkward.
Yeah, I like the...
I'm uncomfortable.
I had forgotten about Darkwing Duck for a while, but I would go with Darkwing Duck. So, Lil Wayne had an interesting appearance last night.
He looks like he stinks. He really does.
I have a great... I just thought of a great Fallon bit.
Okay.
Post Malone was on there not long ago, right? They were in a restaurant.
Yes, I did see that.
How about Post Malone and Lil Wayne... now, they dress appropriately for it, but still, with their appearances and what's on them forever, they have to apply for corporate jobs.
That would be funny. Like, showing up for, like,
mock interviews.
Yeah, like go to Merrill Lynch.
That would be funny.
Like real interviews.
Oh, too bad we're not on that star power. We could steal that bit.
Yeah. Next up, to no one's surprise, John Travolta shaved his head. He kind of teased it not that long ago, but the actor debuted a freshly shaven head on Instagram on Monday to the awe of his hundreds of thousands of followers. The comment section on his social media page was filled with praise for his new hairstyle, or lack thereof, with many saying they love the look. First time he's been seen sporting that. And the only time he shaved his head was for a role in the action-packed film From Paris with Love. Other people are thinking that Pitbull inspired him to shave his head. They collaborated on the film Gotti not that long ago. And they even joined together for a ceremony at the TLC Chinese Theater in Hollywood, California.
He looks good with a shaved head.
Yep.
He does. And I also think he could have been the genie in Aladdin. He looks like the genie.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mr. Clean meets the genie.
We were all baffled when the rumors, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
That his hair was fake came out.
Yeah. I like John Travolta.
This is a bigger story to talk about, so I'm going to save the Shark... Oh, I'm going to save the Shark Tank story for later, and we don't watch The Bachelor.
We don't. And he's a virgin.
Which was apparently reviled last night, not because he is, but because the show kept talking about it. Uh-huh. People were so irritated, basically saying, he's a virgin, he's a virgin, he's a virgin,
so
he's a virgin.
I'm not a Bachelor person, but I watched the commercials, and they led up like, our most purest Bachelor ever, and then the next shot is him making out with three girls in the shower. I said, oh, he is a horny virgin.
I was going to say, I'm not equating him to this, but it's like... And I don't know how prevalent this is,
mm-hmm.
but I would think of a woman who you know has, or a guy who has been rather promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
It's fact.
Yeah.
But they say, well, I don't sleep around. I don't have sex with all these people. No, but you're going down on everybody else.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
702. That's entertainment news. Tacos and trivia. Let's see if this works. We've got some prizes to give away in less than 15 minutes on Q105 with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase. Q105. 7:15. Good morning. The Morning Reboot with Eric Chase. Floyd.
Yes.
We have walleye tickets, right?
We do. We have a family 4-pack to January 20th game against the Fort Wayne Cubs. Comets with a K.
If you
I don't know why I had to sound that out.
Comets?
Comets? Totally sounded it out. What?
If you like winning prizes, if you like going to the walleye games, they had two this past weekend with the Game of Thrones stuff. They won one, lost one. If you like winning stuff, I would say, and you like playing games, call now. We should have more interactivity from the audience.
Oh, for sure.
TPS is finally back. After their own TPS shutdown.
And you're waking up because I see it's 7:15.
Yep.
People no excuses.
419-240-1055. Do you want to win these tickets? Call us right now. 419-240-1055. If at any point during the show you want to text, you can do that as well. We have podcasts of the entire show.
Podcast.
After the show. If you text Eric to 419-240-1055, you'll get the link for the podcast. We're also brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag some pig. I know that's a lot of information, but call if you want to win.
Yes. Oh, we have, look at them. It's blowing up.
All right, I'm throwing you on.
Hi, friends.
Putting you on hold. I'm putting everybody that's calling on hold. So I've learned now, I've lived here long enough to know that ain't nothing in Toledo like trivia.
Ain't nothing like a T-Town trivia party. I tried to make that work, but I got... they're not all gems, Eric. Leave me alone.
They should.
I tried.
If you're calling in, I'm likely putting you on hold. You're probably hearing the station right now. So just hang tight, because I think we're going to have to go through more than one caller for this.
Yes.
My friend Jessica, who's the bar manager at Bar Louie, we were kicking around ideas for her to spice up some things. I'm like, trivia. She's like, my bosses will never go for that. I'm like, screw your bosses.
They need to go for it.
Right. I don't get it, but tacos and trivia.
Yes.
She's like, on a Wednesday? I'm like, it doesn't matter. You can do Taco Tuesday on Thursday or Sunday. So there's two things we love when we go out here. tacos,
mm-hmm.
and trivia,
because people like to eat and unleash their knowledge while eating. At least I do.
If you're an aspiring bar owner, or you're looking to add some people, some seats,
you tap into it.
Tacos and trivia.
Trivia.
Okay? It's that simple. So I wanted to apply this to the show.
Okay.
It's Tuesday. I want to do Trivia Tuesdays.
This is our debut.
Sometimes, like, I push myself to come up with something really outside the box, really creative and mm-hmm. clever and memorable. And then I have to remind myself, just do something easy.
But, like, it's you, though. So I'm, like, worried about your questions.
What? Uh-oh.
Because you're you.
As you should be. So I need you to get all five of these right. And I was thinking, you know...
Am I, like, a lifeline?
Kind of, yes.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
If you've noticed, like, I've seen, Reset down in Rossford Perrysburg, mm-hmm. other places, Home Slice, they theme them. And those are some of these, like, when there's a Harry Potter night...
Yes.
You have to sign up ahead of time to get into these
Yeah,
things.
I think the last one I saw was, like, a Friends one. And, like, it was 45 minutes, like, all yep. the spots were filled.
Yep. So I figured we'll start our Trivia Tuesday here on the Morning Reboot with Eric yes. Chase with... Taco trivia.
Oh, legit taco trivia?
Yeah.
I don't know how much help I could be.
I do want to call this taco and trivia, or trivia and taco Tuesday. You bring the tacos, I'll bring the trivia.
There we go. TNT.
And you know I like my TNTs.
Boom.
So I have five questions.
Here we go.
You have to get all five of them right to win the prize.
All right. And I'm helping.
Yes, you can be a lifeline. Who's this?
This is Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning, Curtis.
Morning.
I need you to get all five of these right, okay?
I'll try. I don't know how good I'm going to do, to be honest with you.
Do you like tacos?
Well, yeah, oh, yeah.
Of course. There you go. You like answering questions?
I don't know.
Depends what they are.
We're going to find out here real soon.
Okay, where are you from, Curtis?
Wasion.
Okay. When did the word taco first make it to the U.S.?
Really?
1905, 1955, 1805, 1975.
I'm going to go at 1905.
Next question. What day is National Taco Day? May 4th? There isn't one. October 4th or August 15th? May 4th, there isn't one. October 4th, August 15th.
What was the second one?
There isn't one. There's no such thing as National Taco Day.
I don't know.
There's
no such thing.
Okay. What does taco mean in English? Take, plug, fat American, or corn?
Fat American.
Taco Bell began as what name in 1950? Glenn Bell's Burgers, Bell's Hamburgers and Hot Dogs, Bell's Burritos, Taco Grande.
Taco Grande.
Last one. What is Toledo's oldest Mexican restaurant? Loma Ooh. Linda's, El Vaquero, Carlos de Cocina, El Tipico.
Loma Linda's.
Curtis, you got two right.
Oh, Curtis. Curtis, I was...
Thanks, man.
I'm with you, bruh.
First, he got the first and last one right.
Woo!
Hi, who's this?
Hello? Let's talk about it.
Hi, who's this?
It's Jen.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for calling the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Great.
Okay. She's like,
are you excited, Jen?
Like, I am so blessed.
I am excited.
Okay, Jen,
let's get. I love tacos.
All right, well, I'm here. Don't forget that I'm here to help you. I won't be much help, but I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Jen, where are you from?
Toledo.
Okay. When did the word taco first make it to the U.S.? Curtis got this one right. When did the word taco first make it to the U.S.? 1905, 1955, 1805, 1975.
1905.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, thank you. What day is National Taco Day? He got this one wrong. So I'll take that answer off. What day is National Taco Day? May 4th, October 4th, or August 15th?
May 4th.
What does taco mean in English? Take, plug, or corn?
Cake.
By the way, I do ask for everyone listening at home, do not look these up. But they tell you that.
Oh, Sporkle, you heard me click, didn't
they,
you?
They tell you that in Sporkle. You know, everybody.
I was clicking.
Everybody could cheat at Sporkle, but they don't.
I was trying to help you, Jen.
Jen, Taco Bell began as what name in 1950? Glenn Bell's Burgers, Bell's Hamburgers and Hot Dogs, Bell's Burritos.
Bell's Burritos?
Curtis got this one right. What is Toledo's oldest Mexican restaurant? Is it Loma Linda's?
Yes.
Da-da-da-da. You got three right.
Oh, Jen.
Guess we got to keep it going.
These are hard.
They're not hard.
I should go this way. There we go. Oh, look, better lighting.
Are we on Facebook Live?
We are on Facebook Live.
Let me see if this person's paying attention. Hi, it's Q105. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh.
What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen. All right. When did the word taco first make it to the U.S.?
1905?
Yeah, we got that one right. What what's Toledo's oldest Mexican restaurant?
Loma Linda's.
Yep. All right, we got to get these three. What day is National Taco Day? October 4th or August 15th?
October 4th.
What does taco mean in English? Corn or plug?
Plug.
Taco Bell began as what name in 1950? Glenn Bell's Burgers, Bell's Hamburgers, and Hot Dogs.
Bell's Hamburgers and Hot Dogs?
Yeah!
Yeah! Woo!
Now, this question does not count. I'm only asking for research purposes. Message and data rates apply. What's your favorite kind of taco? Like, what do you like on it?
Steak taco with cheese, avocado, lettuce, tomatoes, and a squeeze of lime.
Oh, a squeeze.
you're a taco pro, you know that?
I am.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, Chris.
Don't hang up.
Walleye tickets. We got a panel full of ladies on the way. We will need, you guessed it, more ladies to be on a panel when we ask you to call shortly here on the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase at 725.
Q105.
7:37 on Q105 with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase and Floyd, 419-240-1055. Our first TPS is finally back in session. Panel full of ladies.
Yes, and we have three lovely ladies.
Do you know that they're lovely?
Yes, I talked to them briefly.
Are they in order?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. Jennifer's 36 and married. Where are you from?
Perrysburg.
Okay. Oh, we have the rich folks listening. Next up is Lindsay, 36, married. Lindsay, where are you from?
I live in Manapier.
Okay. And lastly, we have Samantha, 30, married. Hi, Samantha. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you, ladies, for calling. We know how this game works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Past listeners, we brought them over.
Yes,
here.
That's good. That's good.
All right. First,
welcome back.
First up, let me make an admission. Yesterday, I went to the movies by myself, which I always do, and there's some new dog movie coming out this week, and the dog got lost, and I broke down in tears. I can't watch animal movies. So, Jennifer, when's the last time you cried?
Oh, my father-in-law died in December, so probably about that time.
Oh, way to bring
us down. That escalated quickly.
Ooh.
And good for you for having a good relationship with your in-laws.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Lindsay, when's the last time, what's the last reason you cried?
I think I cried when I was watching TV the other day. I cry really easily.
What were you watching?
I want to say I was watching Bird Box and the boyfriend died.
Spoiler!
It's all good.
Everybody dies. Come on.
Right. Wow, you pulled a total Eric Chase.
You did
there.
Pull Eric. It's all good though.
Coming in raw. Samantha, what's the last reason you cried?
Probably last week I watched a documentary on military dogs, and that was really sad.
Oh.
Are you an animal crier like me?
I am.
What were you thinking? You weren't.
I guess, like, how the dogs didn't have any rights. Like, I kind of wish they had people rights because they just kind of use and abuse them.
I know. I watch scores of people be... I would watch old people have their heads... I will have old people in their walkers walked up to a guillotine and chopped off. No animals.
Right.
Except for maybe cats. Next up, Jennifer, what's the last thing you posted on Facebook and why?
Ooh. Oh, yesterday, okay, so I'm a teacher, right?
Yep.
And yesterday, this girl in my classroom was like, I'm the only one in here that can do a cartwheel. I'm like, you're really not. And I'm like, you know, I can do a cartwheel. She's like, then do it. So I did one in the hallway, and like my whole class like screamed out of an uproar. But you know that Pikachu face with the like, what? I posted that.
You're going to go viral now. Do you care to mention what school you did this cartwheel in?
I work for Oregon City Schools.
Okay. All right, cool. Lindsay, last thing you posted on Facebook and why?
Oh, gosh. I complained about the sirens in my town. I got attacked.
You got it?
Wait, they attacked you?
Oh, people are very passionate about these stupid sirens.
What sirens? Oh, like emergency services?
It's a volunteer fire department, and no matter what is called into 911, the sirens blare.
That would be obnoxious.
It's ridiculous.
Are you on the Luna Pier neighborhood Facebook watch page?
No.
Is there one?
Probably.
There's so much drama on those things. You'd never imagine. Samantha, what's the last thing you posted on Facebook?
It was probably 8 years ago, and it was my farewell notice.
Oh, why'd you leave?
It just got to be too much. I felt like it wasn't on there for anything good. It was just, like, being nosy.
Yeah.
People complaining, right, and trying to go viral.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Who is the woman, and I'm going to need, who's the woman, if it's someone you're related to, I need someone else. Who's the woman you most admire?
That's
probably
deep.
Probably my boss.
Real? Oh, that's great.
My boss. She, like, we kind of followed the same path. She went to school later in life. I went to school later in life to finish my degree. And kind of, you know, working with kids with special needs and stuff. So, yeah.
That's great that you can say that. Most people hate their jobs. And when you can go so far as to admire your boss, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Lindsay, a woman you greatly admire, and if it's someone you're related to, give me somebody else.
Probably a friend of mine back home. She's a mom of four, and she's just amazing. She just works her butt off.
Where's home at?
Back in California.
Okay. What brought you to Luna Pier?
It's college. Cold up here.
What's that?
College and family lives out here.
Luna Pier University?
No.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
No, it's okay.
Okay. Samantha, a woman you admire greatly.
I would say anyone who works anything with, like, women's rights, like the suffragette movement.
Oh, nice.
I'm a big Susan B. Anthony fan.
Nice.
Right.
Last quick question, a fun one. Jennifer, what was your favorite toy as a kid?
Ooh. I really, really liked Care Bears.
Why haven't they come back yet?
You know what? They have in my heart.
Okay.
So.
They never left.
Jennifer and I would have been friends. I have a Care Bear onesie in the back of my car right now.
Yes.
It's Grumpy Bear. I promise you, he's in the back of my car.
Lindsay, Lindsay, your favorite toy as a kid?
Barbies.
What is it? Barbies?
Yes.
Okay. Samantha, favorite toy as a kid?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yes!
Wait, did you have a favorite turtle?
Yeah, Michelangelo.
Mine, too.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Jennifer, hold on 1 second. And Lindsay and Samantha, thank you, ladies. Thanks for calling into the show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
7:43. That went well.
Yes.
Entertainment news. We have a new song from an artist who had one monstrous hit, and she's really not had any since.
You said one monstrous hit?
One and a half.
How dare you?
Two at most.
Oh,
two at most.
She has four albums.
Two songs are good.
Hush your mouth.
Kevin Spacey and Beyonce in entertainment news before 7.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose.
7:55. Good morning. It's the morning reboot with Eric Chase. Floyd, you can text us 419-240-1055. 5. Happy Taco and Trivia Tuesday. After 8 o'clock, which is coming up, my friends from NAMI, Olivia and Robin, will be here because there's a NAMI chili cook-off coming next week. We'll get you some info about that in about an hour, in almost exactly 1 hour. Your first word of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Okay, more about that on our website, Q1055.com. A couple leftovers from last hour in entertainment. Nobody wants to host the Oscars this year, including Chris Rock. He was hosting an awards dinner last night. He said no thanks, but he did suggest, hey, Steve Martin. Lil Wayne, not to hear the song or anything, but you should check out the outfit he wore during the halftime performance of last night's national championship game for college football, which Clemson won. By the way, I like the song Uproar because it samples G-Dep's Special Delivery.
Oh.
There's a bike bell in the song.
Is it like the ding ding?
Yep.
Oh, I'm into it. I like stuff. Remember the old Aaliyah song with the baby crying?
Yes. Are you that somebody?
Yeah, I love. That's my favorite part of that song.
Lil Wayne had an interesting outfit last night. It's on our Q105 Facebook page. Speaking of Aaliyah, like, which we've heard the name a lot of because of surviving R. Kelly stuff in the last few days. I heard a song, and it's this, and we'll fight over this. Well. Hold on, let me play this for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Level up, 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 level up.
Is that already in your day?
Oh, it's in my thing. It's so good. And the video's visually stunning. And you know why this song took off? Because it's Sierra, like you said.
Has it?
Like, where I hang out, it plays, and we're like, oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. Since you already missed your name, let me play it once more.
I'm sorry.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
level up, level up, level up, level up,
level up, level up. Sierra, level up. Yes, and there's a dance challenge to it, and Janet Jackson did it.
Really?
And it's like when she posted it on her Instagram, that's when I first found out about the song. I was like, who is this? What is this?
You gotta tip me to these things.
Yeah.
I heard it this morning, and I like it. I've always liked Sierra.
Me too.
But the reality is...
I'm ready.
She is as beautiful as any human on the planet.
She's like an Amazon, like an Amazonian goddess.
She's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the creepy Russell Wilson picture where he was behind her holding her pregnant belly.
Yeah, that was weird. I do remember. I don't know why. When you, I was like, the pregnancy picture.
She has only like two hits. Like two big
hits.
Okay,
she has one number one hit, and she has 21 top 10 hits. I went there.
I don't want to hear that garbage because it's probably like a variety of formats and no one lists. There's two.
It is because she does it like she's on urban radio, but like she does have good pop hits if we allow our ears to let her in.
Two big songs.
I am a Sierra stan.
Yeah, you are. Goodies and 1-2-Step. Everything else is.
Those are her two top one.
Everything else is noise. She has been making music on and off for years,
mm-hmm.
but I would say she had a song 4 or 5 years or so ago, and I think people it was like a sex ballad, and I think people accused her of ripping off Usher. Was that who?
Oh, you're thinking of Promises. Or I bet. Oh, the one that
was,
I bet. Sorry. I've seen her in concert twice. I love her.
People said she ripped it off of somebody. But hey, maybe that'll be something.
That's what everyone does now.
The beat is so unique.
It is good.
It like doubles
four,
up.
4, 3, 2, 1. Level up. Level up.
So how can you not move to that song?
We have to see the Janet Jackson thing.
Yes.
Throw that up on a Q105 Facebook page.
I shall.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
Every now and then. Because keep in mind, I work at night. But like now, since I've changed my formats, I am home to watch it.
And DVR?
I don't DVR, but I watch it.
Cable logins for TV apps?
I do have those.
Damon John had a harsh message for R. Kelly. Now, we have my mental health friends coming in here.
Yes.
You know that I work with the Lewis County Suicide Prevention Coalition. I am all for helping people who are in any kind of mental distress. On the other side of things, I would Thanos snap a lot of people away if I could. So I can relate to this guy's thoughts. He's the FUBU founder, and he took to Twitter with an intense post directed at the controversial R. Kelly. After watching Surviving R. Kelly. Hey, at R. Kelly, please don't take your life now that we all know how blanking disgusting you are. That's way too easy. The television personality did not hold back. He advised Kelly to make amends with the victims and families, serve your time, and then kill yourself while in jail.
What?
Several social media users commented on possible backlash over John's choice of words, but the Shark Tank judge doubled down on his remarks. I'm good with what I said. So he said, don't take your life now. Make amends with the victims and families. Serve your time in jail, and then kill yourself while in jail.
He's always been outspoken from what I remember. Like, no matter, like, he doesn't, he's from the streets, so he just tells you how he feels, and whether you like it or not, that's just how it is.
If R. Kelly is as guilt, like, I have no problem with people who do heinous things, especially to a sect of people who are not as protected mm-hmm. or vulnerable. In this case, like he could dominate them as a man,
yeah.
As a celebrity, and he preyed upon that. I saw the Charlamagne the God thoughts. He's like, nobody believes. What did he say? If you ever want to kill somebody, kill a something about like black women.
Yeah,
like you want to do something wrong, do it to a black lady because nobody's going to believe him.
Right.
And R. Kelly preyed upon that. So if you're going to do something to, if you're going to do awful, heinous things to people, if you're dead, I don't really have a huge problem with it.
Yeah, and like it's.
Speaking of heinous, disgusting gross. People.
He's disgusting.
He's Kevin Spacey sick. Got arraigned yesterday.
Oh, this idiot. I want to say some choice words. So he got arraigned, and while leaving his arraignment, guess what happened to him? He got pulled over.
Really?
Yes, he got pulled over, citing speeding, and he was driving, but he did not get a ticket. He got off with a verbal warning. I'm like, dude, give him a ticket. Also, he's dressed like...
Lil Wayne? Bob,
no, Bob Hoskins from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
The detective.
Like a trench coat?
He has a trench coat, this little gray hat on, and like he has like this smug smirk. Like no matter what he does now, it's just disgusting.
Same thing with Bill Cosby,
like,
right?
Yeah, he could blink and be like, ugh, I'm never blinking for the rest of my life. Like it's just, he's sick. He's nasty.
We now have, so initially, at least for like people of our age, it was OJ. Like he was the first one where we like, wow, I can't believe...
Yeah, celebrity status, yeah.
This celebrity is now a disgusting, irredeemable human being.
Human being, yeah.
There's probably other ones I'm missing in that, but...
That's the one that stands out. And, like, you got to keep in mind, like, as... So I, like, keep going back to my nephew, who's, like, 12 and 13. As he gets older, he's gonna have, like... Bill Cosby, for me, was totally different than what it's going to be for him. Like, you know, does that make
sure.
sense?
Like, yep. Like, but that list now is a quartet.
Oh, I think. It's right.
OJ, and then there's others. Maybe I'm missing Bill Cosby, OJ, Kevin Spacey,
R. Kelly. Yep. There's the four nasty horsemen.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Of grossness.
We'll save the Beyonce for later on.
Yeah, that's fine.
The more I can punt Beyonce, the better.
No, it's once you hear what it's about, like I
like funny Beyonce stories.
This you're going. I laugh. I'm laughing.
Do you like pho? There's the old lady who has the pho place on Upton, which is in a house, I guess.
It is. I've driven past it so many. I thought it was a hair salon. You know how like people put hair salons in houses? No.
You've probably passed it a bunch of times, but we did a pho story earlier because it's part of a town called Keene, Massachusetts. Take the word pho, great, and Keene. And go read that story on our Q105 Facebook page. My friends from NAMI for our NAMI Chili Cook-Off coming up next week. We'll stop by in just a bit. 8:05, that's your entertainment news on Q105 with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase.
Q105 Studios. Sponsored by Nation.
Just before 9 o'clock, your very first keyword of the day for the $1,000 payoff here on Q105. More about the contest on our website, Q1055.com. If you want the podcast of the show, text Eric to 419-240-1055. The Morning Reboot with Eric Chase, Floyd, and only one friend.
One friend. Yeah, you said two.
I said two. Look, Olivia, can you grab that microphone? Look how disappointed Floyd is that only one person came from NAMI.
I'm so sorry.
And to talk about chili.
Yeah, yeah.
Chili's good.
No pressure.
So Olivia is here from NAMI, my friends over there, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. I was expecting Olivia and Robin, but what, she's air quotes sick?
Yes, she is air quotes sick.
I'll take that up with her.
Uh-oh, Robin.
So what is your position called the new Mary?
Basically, yeah.
The new Mary.
Okay, so Mary has been the walk manager at NAMI for decades. Like, before people could even walk, Mary was the walk manager. But Olivia's joined. How long have you been there? Like, 8 months? A year?
I've been there since September, so.
So, 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. My math is bad. It's been a long time, but you've been very busy, so.
Yeah, they threw me straight in, and it's been fun.
So, we're getting ready. Well, we're way ahead of time for the walk. We'll get to the chili cook-off, but the walk, do you have the date for the walk?
Yeah, the walk is May 11th. Okay. And check-in's going to be at 8 a.m.
Oh,
so.
Well, we don't have to go that far yet. I just needed to put the date on my own calendar. May 11th. That's Mother's Day weekend, right?
Yep.
Okay. Got to talk to Sarah Hegarty, make sure the heart walk is on the same day. There's like a zillion walks that day.
We may have to get Miss Dawn and her walker out.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Is Miss that's his mom.
All right.
She an advocate of mental health?
Yeah, she is. Good. Okay. Yeah, she actually works at Luther Home in Oregon, so like she deals with all that, along with special needs. So, like, she's a full compass woman.
Okay. I like this lady.
We love yes. that.
Big fan. But to get ready for the walk, long ahead of that, there is a chili cook-off coming up. Is it next Wednesday?
Yes.
All right. Tell me about all this, because the last I heard of this, I was being called upon to make chili, and I reluctantly said yes. I'm not making any chili for this. It's just not going to happen.
That's okay.
So, I'm not expecting to bring any chili, right?
Right.
Perfect. Tell me about the chili cook-off next week.
Yeah, so what's going to happen is there's going to be a couple different mental health agencies providing chili, and everyone that comes will get 3 samples of the chili that we have there, and they will get to vote on their favorite. We'll also have a panel of judges voting, and we'll give out like first place, second place, and people's choice.
Okay.
So it's just a fun, free event to get people to learn a little bit more about NAMI Walks and NAMI, and we're going to have other stuff there. We're going to have a creative expressions, so it's going to be a little art thing to get people interested in our art support group that we have. So you'll be able to make a snowman out of a couple different household items that I didn't even know it was possible.
Nice.
And we're going to have other great stuff, just information about NAMI, how to sign up for the walk, and we're going to have some stuff for sale. We got brand new beanies yesterday from Wonderful Jute Mode here in Toledo, and they're great. They say NAMI Greater Toledo, and those will be for sale there as well.
How much?
$25.
Okay.
I'm a beanie person, so yeah.
They're really cute. They're like almost a heathered blue.
Oh,
instead
nice.
Instead of just bright blue.
I like it. She knows her blue. Stuff.
Can we talk about Creative Expressions for a minute? Because I think it's a great program, though. And I'm fairly certain it's specific to our NAMI here?
Yeah, so we are the only NAMI currently that has this program, and we're looking to show national NAMI about it in the summer, which is really cool. So it's basically an art support group, and we have different ones based on different ages and needs in the community, and people get to come together and do art classes for free, and you don't have to be an artist. I've gone to one of the classes, and you should see my handwriting. It's horrible. So anybody, any level of art ability, you're more than welcome to join, and it's so much fun.
And the reason they're there is because it's a good, Creative Expressions is what it is. It's hard for people who are trying to tend to their mental health or that of a loved one to often explain what's going on with them. And I know one of the keys to the program is that it's easier to express what is going on through art in many ways. And that then there becomes the doorway to getting help, right?
Exactly. I know for me personally, through my mental health, it's easier for me to write stuff down and kind of express myself a little more creatively than to just sit and talk about it. So I think it's great that they're providing this for all age groups and everybody can join. And best part is it's free.
Yeah.
So you can just go.
Almost just about everything. Correct me if I'm wrong. All the programs that NAMI offers are free.
Yes.
That's why Crystal was here before the election. We were talking about one of the issues. We got to do that so that the Lucas County Mental Health Board or Mental Health and Recovery Services Board continues to get funded, because that thing funds NAMI, which gets you paid every 2 weeks.
Yes. The Mental Health Board and our walk are two big money that we get in every year. So supporting the levies every year and coming to our walk is the best way to support us, so we can keep everything free.
Keeps it free. If you want to check out more about some of these classes and get a toe in the water, I always tell people when they come to me, like, hey, I hear you talk about all this stuff. Is there a place I can learn? Yes, NAMI is usually that place, and maybe you'll wind up with an independent counselor or at one of our places, like, spit one of our places out. Harbor.
We have Harbor, Zeph, A Renewed Mind. We work with all those people in the community. We try to keep everything really broad and talk to all of the mental health providers in our community to find what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. NamiToledo.org is a good place to start. The Chili Cook-Off is next Wednesday?
Yes.
Where are we going?
We're going to Glenwood Lutheran.
Okay.
There's parking in the front and in the back, just so everyone knows. That is a confusing part about them because they're right next to the art museum.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was the one by Heather Downs in Glendale. Guess not.
That's right. Yeah, I know where it is.
Where's that? Is that where I vote? I think I go there to vote.
It's really the building right next to the art museum. It's
yeah.
Like,
Glenwood,
it's a long church, not a big church. A long
yeah.
Glenwood Lutheran. I do know. It's on the corner of Collingwood, right? Is it
yes.
on Collingwood? Yeah, okay. What time are we going next Wednesday?
5:30.
Okay. Anything else? It's free, right?
It's free. Come on out and just try some chili and learn more about NAMI.
And I feel like events like this, because like, I'm like someone who's not like in the mental health community, I feel like this will help eliminate the stigma, because like not many people talk about it. You know what I mean? I feel like in a comfortable setting like this, like I'm interested in going, and I've never like even dabbled my foot into anything like this.
Come on out.
I'm definitely down to go and support and see stuff, because like, I know, being a person of color in our community, we don't talk about it. Like, you just, sad reality, we just deal.
One of the greatest lines that was ever uttered on any show I've ever been on. Black people don't talk about mental health.
We don't. We know it's there, but you know what I mean? It's just like we have the whole, oh, that's just how they act. Do you know what I mean? Or that's just how they are. Mm-hmm. We brush it, and then ultimately it's too late, if whatever that may be. So I like stuff like this in The Walk, and like, I'm actually excited to go to some of these things. So
put it in your calendar.
Kudos. Thank you.
Put it in your next
educating me right now. You truly are.
Yeah. And I'm a great thing about NAMI too is we really work on diversity and getting all groups that are stigmatized against for mental health. We have an African American forum every year, a Latino forum. So come out and learn a little bit more about us so you can get information on that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
5:30, Glenwood Lutheran, next Wednesday night, Chili Cook-Off. If you eat chili, it will correct your mental health issues. Olivia said so.
Yeah,
call her.
Maybe not.
I mean, if the chili's really good, it will, at least for the moment, enlighten your mood.
Right. We'll warm you up a little.
Right. And it's also one of those things, like, I think for me, like I said, going back to my background, it'll be cool see other people who are like going through it. You know what I mean? Going through, you're not alone. Is that the best way to put
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
You're not alone.
You're looking at it every day for 4 hours, buddy.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, for me, like, it's my ignorance, but like, I don't know anything. Like, I would like to sit there and have a conversation with a friend who may or may not need some advice or help, and I just kind of just go along with the flow. I don't have actual knowledge or help like that. And I think the chili cook-off and The Walk are amazing things, because I truly think so.
We'll connect him with Mary.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you hooked up with Mary.
Who's Mary?
Mary is the goddess of all things NAMI Toledo.
Hey, Mary.
Olivia, you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Good.
I'm not.
What'd you think?
Loved it.
I totally forgot to tell you not to curse, so I'm glad that you didn't.
Yes.
NAMITOLEDO.org for more. Thank you, Olivia, for dropping by.
Thanks for
Robin,
having me.
Screw you for not coming.
I still like you, Robin.
Robin's on my list right now. NAMITOLEDO.org next Wednesday night, and I'll talk much more about this as we lead up to that thing next Wednesday night, 8:27, with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Q105.
8:38. Good morning. It's Q105, the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase. Text us, 419-240-1055. Floyd's here. Before we get to that, how do we name our city without naming it?
I'm excited.
Jute Mode raised $14,310 for local shelters with the Toledo Christmas Weed shirts.
Nice. Look at us doing better in Toledo.
Yay. Yeah. Let's see. Let me read this. We'll be dividing the donations between Family House, Rebecca's Heaven, St. Paul's, and the Cherry Street Mission. Christmas weed shirts will continue to be available for purchase, and we will continue to donate $5 for every Christmas weed shirt sold.
So it's still going.
Yeah.
Nice.
I will be dismayed, mildly irked.
Uh-oh.
If there's not a Christmas weed 2K19.
There will be.
Has to be.
I don't think the hype is going to be as big, but it has to be. Like, you got to keep it going. It's
more,
a tradition, right?
I hope so. It'll be more creative, a little more involved. Maybe ProMedica will sponsor it.
You're right.
So I saw a tweet the other day, something that was trending on Twitter, where I steal most of my ideas for our show. How do you name your city without naming your city? That's pretty easy. And I began to way overthink this. And
same here. I was
like, who am I trying to name it for? Like, what if they don't know certain that, like,
right.
What if they don't know sports? And I go, Red Wings.
Detroit.
But you know.
I'm playing. I'm like, oh, I got excited. I was like, Detroit.
Like, you know when things are really easy? When you know the answers.
Yeah. But I was like, going through my head of like how to describe surrounding areas.
Okay. If you want to text us, you can get involved that way, or you can call. Because I think the answers are fairly easy and obvious without overthinking it. 419-240-1055. How do you name where we live without naming it? I think Toledo, my go-to, my most mass appeal for Toledo would be Pacos.
And in mine's would be Hinsville.
No way.
No?
I think
more. You like, if I was in like New Zealand and said Hinsville, they'd be like, oh, we have one over there.
And you don't even have to go to New Zealand.
That was a good New Zealand accent, by the way.
I would think Pacos would be more well known.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. Or Jamie Farr. People know him, MASH.
If you're under 30, you don't.
I know who Jamie Farr is. People know who he is. you're not going to shoot me down. I took a lot of time thinking.
So I think Toledo's pretty easy. You could even conceivably, if somebody has like a vague knowledge of sports, they could go, Mud Hens.
Yeah. Or if you're Toledo and if you go, everyone knows that's what? Perrysburg. Everyone knows that's Perrysburg.
Did you just make that up?
No, everyone, no, it's not terrible. It's true.
I didn't know that.
Text the line and be like, Floyd's telling the truth. If you, Perrysburg.
419-240-1055. You can call or text us. How do you name where you live without naming it? Rossford.
Oh, I didn't think about Rossford.
Waterville.
Big Pretzel.
I don't even know the name.
I even think. See, my surrounding areas are like Maumee, Sylvania, and Perrysburg. So,
how do you name Sylvania without naming it?
Not Toledo. People in Sylvania get so mad. You're like, oh, you live in Toledo. I live in Sylvania.
Yeah, but when you get
they get so mad about that.
When you get out by the mall area, it's like one street is Toledo, one Sylvania.
And they all claim their ground. That is Sylvania.
419-240-1055. How do you name your city without naming it? I would go, for me, for Sylvania, and this is like the first thing that pops into your head kind of game. I would go Lourdes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Perrysburg.
Oh, Perrysburg. I don't know what's in Perrysburg, though. Oh, I would say Bass Pro. First thing on my head, Bass Pro Shop.
Rossford, though?
Casino.
Could I say Commodore Perry, or is that too close to the name? Probably too close to the name.
Yeah.
How about Maumee?
Oh, no, that was that thing.
It's harder with smaller places.
Yeah, no, they have that thing that everyone goes to, the Village Idiot.
Yeah.
I would say that.
There you go.
Yeah.
What would you say for Chicago?
Windy City. But that's basic. So I would say, I forgot the name of their pier. It just escaped me. Their
Navy
little pier. Yes.
Deep dish pizza. The bigger the city, the more you have to describe it.
Well, we got some friends on our text line, and one said Libby Glass. That's a good one.
Yep, yeah. I'd go Libby Glass for Jamie Farr.
And then, okay, I'll give you that. And then, for the name of your city, we have a listener from Deerfield, Michigan. Testicle Festival.
That's not funny.
I don't think it's funny, but maybe it's a thing.
No, not at all. That could be anywhere. That could be where he lives.
I'm going to find out.
I have another one.
Yes.
This, depending, Opa-Covey.
Okay. Yes. Weird erectile gateway. I don't know the name of the thing. When you get off the highway, entering downtown, the new sculpture.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah. I don't know what it's called. It's not new enough.
High level?
Unless you're from here. How would you do Detroit?
Oh, that's easy. Like Motor City.
Yeah. How about not Ford, the nickname?
Not gonna the nickname?
Ford would be good. Big three.
The fist sculpture.
Joe Louis. How about Cleveland?
Oh, I would say like Indians, Browns. I would actually, no. My go-to, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Good one.
Yeah.
LeBron left twice.
LeBron.
Columbus.
But is it, no, not, Brittany. She thinks he's coming back. He's not coming back.
She's a dedicated
kid. Columbus.
Kosai,
yeah, they still got that big Kosai down there.
Cincinnati.
Queens. No, that's their nickname. I'm trying to think outside the box. I just go to sports teams. Reds.
Okay. Sport flows over your sports ball.
I know, yeah. Like, it's hard, though. Like, Riverboat. There's, like, don't they have, like, a Riverboat thing that everyone talks about in Cincinnati?
I don't know. I've never been through the city.
That's a good one. We got another one on the text line.
It's not
National. National Tractor Pulling. What city?
BG.
Yes.
Good one.
That's a good one.
All right, we got entertainment news coming up in just a couple of minutes. Who doesn't want to host the Oscars? Who has before? And a theory I want to throw at you. 8:46 with the morning reboot on Q105. We'll get to that and a Beyonce lawsuit before 9. And your keyword to text for the $1,000 payoff is just a few minutes away.
Q105.
Granted, I knew this was going to happen. As soon as I put the courteous invite out. I told you last
you
week
did.
It was going to happen. 8:59, the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105. Floyd, and this is like when you're at the Huntington Center for your WWE event,
mm-hmm.
and the lights go off.
Oh, and you
it's
just
like,
lose
oh,
your mind.
Oh, damn, John Cena!
You just lose your mind.
Demetrius is here to defend his...
What it do?
Demetrius is here to defend his long reign as champion of the trailer game.
Yes.
You can't bring this game back and not invite the belt champion.
I mean, you are. I attempted, and just like that stutter happened, it was miserable.
Jeff mentioned it last
it was
week.
Bad.
Jeff mentioned it last week. He's like, I feel kind of dirty doing this without Demetrius. I'm like, shut up and hit it. You watched all 6 hours of Surviving R. Kelly?
Oh my God, yes, it did.
Can I mentioned this to Floyd yesterday, and this is what this reminds me of, and we just talked about it briefly off the air. This reminds me of Ray Rice. When we all knew, we read
that he killed somebody in a limo?
He knocked out his girlfriend out in the elevator. And we're like, oh, that's terrible. Then we saw the, do you remember
this?
Oh, yeah,
Ray Rice. Yeah. Okay, I'm getting him confused with
Jay-Z?
No. The Baltimore Ravens linebacker.
Any other NFL player?
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis.
Yeah, this is Ray Rice from four or 5 years or so ago. And we're like, oh, he knocked his girlfriend out at a casino. And then we're like, that's terrible. Then we see the video. And I remember we were on the air. It's like, what do you think knocking a woman out means? We all knew R. Kelly was doing this stuff, and now 6 hours of docuseries, and now it's like, can't play Ignition anymore.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
You watch the whole thing? You feel
I
icky?
I feel icky. I felt icky. I could not tell you how bad, like, after I got done watching it, like, it shook me to the core that this guy could come out and abuse women for almost 30 years with impunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, they talked about his strategy behind the court, his hearing for the child pornography thing, where his lawyers just postponed it and postponed it and postponed it until she was of age. Mm. And so then, now you're not looking at a 14-year-old girl. You're looking at a young adult.
Woman now, yeah.
And so nobody could put those two together. And when she came out and said it wasn't her, and her parents came out and said it wasn't her, and the only person who said it was her was the woman who introduced her to R. Kelly. They were like, there's no victim. She says it's not her. We're going to let her go. But he had a bag full of tapes.
Right.
It's the Stockholmiest Stockholm syndrome ever. And it'll
Which is my theory. You put a good beat behind anything, you could do anything to anybody.
Like, you listen to you say that, I was just like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah. Like, close your eyes. We don't have to close your eyes. But what do you... We all knew about his marriage to Aaliyah at their separate ages.
14. He forged her birth certificate to say she was 18.
And you know what? I wonder if people go back... If anybody... And I have long thought this. You went into black helicopters and stuff... her death was not suspicious, but I wonder if with all this stuff, now it is. Because that plane crashed, and there was nothing more about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that Asian MH-30 thing. That, and what do you think peeing on a little girl looks like? I don't see nothing wrong.
No.
And that was a crazy thing. They talked about, like, he lightweight told everybody what he was doing in all of his music, in everything that he did. You know, he wrote that Aaliyah song, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Yeah. Like,
he wrote that song for her. You know, that tells you. It's a story. Mm. It's a song about a little girl trying to convince an older man to have sex with her.
How do we look at Trapped in the Closet now?
That's a confession. That's a confession.
Like, legit.
That is a confession. There's nothing ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Like, if I'm a prosecutor, I'd be like, look, Your Honor, I would like to introduce all six of R. Kelly's albums into evidence.
Exactly.
As you can tell, it's a confession.
It is.
Put to beats.
Wasn't Usher's album called Confessions? Let me give you the Shark Tank. Do you watch Shark Tank?
Mm-mm. Okay. No, I have a dream, and I want 90% of that dream.
You can have it.
Damon John, he started FUBU. Mm-hmm.
For us, by us.
Hey, at R. Kelly, please don't take your life now. We all know how blank and disgusting you are. That's way too easy. He said he advised Kelly to make amends to the victims and families, serve your time in jail, and then kill yourself while in jail. Is R. Kelly going to do something awful like that?
No, he's not, because
he doesn't think he's done anything wrong. And our community has allowed that.
Community, black people.
Yeah. Ellen got into some trouble talking for the community.
So yes, she did.
Remember that?
Yeah, you're right.
If anybody should be allowed to accept an apology from somebody and go, it's okay, guys, it should be her.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about it is, it just blows my mind, is like, he wouldn't allow these women to eat. He wouldn't allow them to come downstairs. There was one lady who said she had to stomp on the floor above him to get permission to come downstairs, and it would be hours before he would say anything to her.
Do you remember the story 5-6 years ago? This is the same thing, but this was news, not R. Kelly. Remember the three girls in Cleveland?
That Arturo guy?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, except he didn't have money.
Right.
And good songs.
Yeah, and he just snatched people off the street.
I wonder now, and this is long lurked. It's been connected to issues that we've talked about. Everything is seemingly, with all its tentacles, connected to opioids. And just the clemency thing yesterday with that woman who's granted
Cynthia
clemency.
Brown?
Yeah, because she killed the guy that snatched
her. Bought her?
Yeah. I wonder if now this whole R. Kelly thing and that story yesterday is going to knock the doors off of the awareness to sex trafficking and how prevalent it is.
See,
when, though? That's the thing.
See, the problem,
though, in a song
with R. Kelly is that a lot of people would like to attribute this thing to him just liking young girls. It's not that he's a pedophile. The fact is, he is a control freak. So when he got caught the first time, he just bumped the age up a little bit. It didn't matter who they were. He just wanted women that he could control. So then he was like, you know what? I'm getting in trouble for 14, 15. I'm going to bump it up to 17, 18. Now nobody can say anything, but these girls are still in a mind state that will allow me to control them.
I got to call Dr. Andrea. She might be listening now as to what this would clinically be called. It's some kind of sociopathic kidnapper.
You know, it's like it's literally like a cult.
Yeah.
Like he breaks them down, he deprives them of food, he deprives them of sleep, and to a point where they're so malleable that he can shape them into what he wants. He literally took a girl and changed her into a little boy because that's what he wanted. He wanted to see if he could change somebody, like not just how they act, but who they were.
If you get somebody to question their identity, it's easier to get what you want. I think one of the girls or the three of the girls that are often referred to were, and they might have spoken in the docuseries, so back me up on this. They said it was almost too easy for him because they adored him. This isn't like someone who snatches some random girl on the street
right.
who they're attracted to. These were women who adored him for who and what he was, and he preyed on them.
It's like, it's like my mom said. She's like, Are you willing to get into a van with no windows, or a stretch Hummer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if a stretch Hummer comes up, you're like, oh, I'm going to go in there. Or if you pull up in a white van with no doors, you're going to like, this is sketchy.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about it is he did it by selling dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of those girls wanted to be a singer. They wanted to be a dancer. And he went, and not only did he go at the girls, but he went at the parents. You know, because every parent has that dream that their child's going to be a star, mm-hmm. that their child's special. And let me tell you, most of you parents, your kids aren't special.
No.
They're not. And you see it because you're their parent, and you're like, you know, he's going to be a great football player.
Yeah.
He's going to be a baseball player. And if somebody came to you and stroked your dream for them, how quick are you to just relinquish any kind of authority just so this guy, because he's R. Kelly.
Right.
You just made me think of, like, to be local, Urban Meyer, going into a kid's home saying, your kid's going to be the next big, he's going to be the next Zeke Elliott. Going to be the next Eddie George.
That's all you have to say to me as a parent. And you're like, yeah. All right, sign away.
You want to defend your title?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's make this happen.
Yeah. 9:08 with the morning reboot on Q105. Our friend Jeffy McGee will be in. Something about a dog. So we're doing dog movies coming up. It's 9:19 with the morning reboot on Q105 with Eric Chase. Floyd, you can text us, 419-240-1055. Jeffy McGee is here. So let me fire up that music. And to... You brought this up. You were a little... Do I have the mic on? Try now,
Jeff. Apparently not. Okay, there we go.
There he is.
Good morning, world.
You were a little dismayed that D wasn't here. You thought I was like pulling a fast one.
Ultimately, you were just basically stacking the deck to make sure that you won. Right. And I think Floyd ultimately would agree with me on
that. Yeah, totally.
Resurrecting a game that you were all about and that you could easily win without the undisputed champion of the game.
Smell what the D is cooking?
We're talking about a guy who had, like, what, a 20 win streak at that point the last time I was around. And so now, the championship is about to be defended. And
you know, I came out of retirement for this.
You're like Rocky in Rocky VI. Yeah. You're about to...
I hope it's Wizards, Jordan.
Is there six Rocky movies?
Oh, there are more than that. Six if you count the original series, and then you add the two Creeds, there's eight.
Oh. All right.
Rocky 1-5, and then for some reason they dumped the numbers and just made it Rocky Balboa. And then you had Creed, which is technically Rocky 7, and then Creed 2, just to make it all the weirder. Not nearly as bad as the Rambo movies, though. You go First Blood.
Whoa, time out. We're not going there.
All right, fine.
Yesterday when I went to go see Spider-Man, I saw the trailer for this movie, and I don't see movies with animals, specifically dogs, in it. And no lie, I was sobbing in the theater.
Yeah, that's the nature of the beast. What is it about dogs and dog movies that, you know, we can love movies where 100 people die in graphic detail, but the idea of one dog suffering in a movie, that's it, we're done. We have to walk away because just something about the innocence of a dog, we cannot deal with it.
You know, it's very funny. I had this discussion with people in my office yesterday, and it was like, you know, there are a couple things violence-wise that I can accept. Like, I can understand why you would want to punch a man in the face. Like, I understand that. I said, the things I can't wrap my mind around is when people do things to children and animals. Mm-hmm. Like, I watched Faces of Death, and I'm like, I watched dudes just fall off buildings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that sucks. And, right. then I saw a guy grab a rabbit and smack it against a tree, and I was like, I'm done!
No!
I'm done!
But then the second, like, you ask a big, tough guy to watch the end of Old Yeller. You know, my God, you cannot imagine how emotional people get at that moment. Is it just something that because dogs are innocent and because they don't understand things?
It's because dogs love you no matter what.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't matter. You could be gone for months, not feed them, you know, and you come home and they're like, you're the best dude I've ever seen.
I just saw a meme the other day that said something like, I wish my boyfriend loved me as much as my dog always did.
Yeah.
Rub his belly.
Yeah. Well, I like to think too that it's whenever there's something that happens to an, we're desensitized to people dying. When we read about people getting shot.
Let ISIS run into a dog pound.
Oh, yeah. We're on it.
Watch. The entire world would mobilize against them in 5 minutes. It would be the nature of the
beast. Shannon, grab the gun.
When Michael Vick was guilty of dogfighting, we all visualized Boogie and Diddy, him doing that to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
What's the name of this movie?
The name is A Dog's Way Home, and it is about a long distance trip. Basically, anybody remember Homeward Bound?
Yes. One, two, and three.
Yeah.
Yes, was it Sassy Chance? And then before Shadow? That, it was
the just worst dog owners in the world. You got a dog that sounds like Michael P. Keaton,
right.
And boom, you're so just gonna leave him.
So long story short, if Sally Field adopts you, just give up.
Yeah, basically. So for this week, we're going to be looking at famous movie dogs. These are not all necessarily dog movies, but I tried to pick out the most famous movies I could think of where significant dogs exist. I did not go for the old titles, so I'm afraid there's no Lassie, there's no Rin Tin Tin, there's not
Why
even
are you looking
a,
at me?
There's not even a Benji in this list, okay? Because those are just too past. Yeah, we're going to stick with relatively modern movies. And so, I'm going to go ahead and provide number one, if you don't mind, please.
Are we slapping?
And as usual, yep, as usual, the rules
He's
are
prepped right now.
Watch this. What you watch this man in action.
Yeah, slap the desk.
I warned you. You had your chance.
A dog who needed a home. A boy who needed a friend.
Hey, boy.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I was scared.
That brought them together.
I'm guessing.
Go for it. Say it.
Air Bud.
You are correct.
Shut the mouth.
Whoa, no, I've never seen an Air Bud movie on principle.
You've had to avoid a lot of them because I did not know there are literally four sequels to that damn thing. And then you have the Air Buddies spinoffs, of which there are nine. There are 14 movies in the Air Bud franchise.
You just punched the champ in the mouth.
Oh, no,
you got
he's
one
hit back.
Answer.
Okay.
Fun fact,
like, this is real now.
The original Bud from the original movie apparently also played Comet on Full House.
Yes, I remember that.
All right, so Floyd, one. Boom. The rest of the room, nothing, as we go to number two on the list, please.
Ivan Reitman, who brought you Ghostbusters, Kindergarten Cop, and Twins, proudly presents the biggest dog star
Beethoven.
Of them all.
Floyd's up two to nothing.
Punched him in the other man.
We may have apparently at some level found his muse.
Don't turn towards me.
Beethoven from 1992, of which there are eight movies in that series. And they had a TV series. I did not even know about the TV series. But yes, it was actually written. Here's fun. It was written by John Hughes.
Oh.
It was under a pseudonym, but it was a John Hughes movie, believe it or not. So, but Floyd.
Moving stuff
two
to nothing.
Yes, all right, so relax. All of a sudden, D has a challenger to his throne as we go.
Stop!
To number three on the list, please.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Marmaduke.
Nope.
Damn.
Come on. Wait a
minute.
Whoa! Oh,
shit! No!
Turner and Hooch?
That's Turner and Hooch. I knew this because I left the word Hooch in there because I figured nobody would get it just from Tom Hanks' voice. That was Turner and Hooch from 1989.
Like, we're still doing movies 30 years old.
Yeah, but not quite as, you know, obscure as your Benjis these
so
days.
Mad.
He's so miffed.
Because I love that movie. I love that
they
movie.
Did you know they actually filmed a pilot for a TV show on that? You know who is Turner in that? Thomas Wilson, who played Biff in the Back to the Future movies would have been Turner.
Oh, Biff.
And Hooch was still Hooch. the same dog.
All right, let's move it along.
Number four, please.
There's nothing like the experience of raising your first dog. Of
course, Marley and Me.
That's Marley and Me. Yeah.
That Owen Wilson.
I didn't have to leave in the line where he says the name Marley.
It's either Marley or Me or one of those Jackie Chan movies.
Was there a famous dog in Shanghai
Noon?
Noon Nights and what was it? Shanghai Noon, Dawn and Nights or something like that?
Shanghai.
Regardless. All right, so Floyd's still in the lead, though.
Yeah.
Two to one to one as we go to number five on the list.
I'm not infected. I'm not infected. Please.
I Am Legend.
That's I Am Legend. Happened. Yeah, because let's be honest here. When we think of I Am Legend, what's the thing that depresses you most from that
dog
movie?
Dying.
The dog died. Yeah. And so, spoiler alert for a 12-year-old movie. But
and it comes out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You're but not it, ready for it.
But here's a happily ever after. That dog is still very much alive.
Because zombies don't exist.
No,
we understand
that. But we're talking about a 12-year-old movie, and that dog's still with us.
Yeah,
so she's 13 years old. Her name is Abby, and she's still alive and being taken care of very well. So,
go, Abby.
All right. So 3 to 1 to 1. Let's go to number 6 on the list, please.
Marty leads an ordinary life.
no McFly ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, Back to the Future. I had to include
it. It seemed too easy.
I know. Yeah, but I had to include Einstein, for God's sake. Yeah. I had to include Einstein in there somewhere. So, and Einstein was actually played by two different dogs over the course of that series because they made the second two 4 years after they made the first one. So, all right. So, 3, 2, 1, contact. As we
is
go to
number,
as we go to number
yes,
seven
CBS.
On the list, please.
I know you're smart, and I'm proud of you. I want you to make some friends this summer.
Meet Scotty Smalls.
Sandlot.
That's Sandlot. Yes, thank you very much. Because let's be honest here, the Beast is one of the all-time great dogs. Yeah. You had to. And fun fact, that was based on the director's real-life experiences, and the dog in question was the same name as the dog in the movie, Hercules. That's his actual name. Thank you very much.
We got four to go.
All right, let's go. Next one, please.
I'm up.
You like that, huh?
Nice ride.
Thanks.
Canine?
Nope.
Excuse me.
How much for the car?
Oh, no!
John Wick!
That's John Wick.
That's like your favorite franchise.
I thought if you were going to be here, I thought that was my gimme to you. And here you are.
Oh, I wish I would have caught that on video.
Forgot. Like I would put Canine on this list.
First of all, why wouldn't you? That is one
John
of the
Belushi.
Best.
Jim Belushi.
Yeah. Jim Belushi. Yeah. Great, one of the best movies. He's K-9 and K-9-1-1. And then K-9 Private Eye.
All right, so 3, 3, and 2.
Oh, look at this.
Okay, we go to number 9 on the list,
please.
After vacationing across America and throughout Europe, this holiday season,
National Lampoon,
the Griswolds are going to play it safe.
Christmas Vacation.
There we go. There are like 4,000 National Lampoon movies.
Like,
which one? That was Christmas Vacation, and my dog in there is Snots.
May the odds be in your favor.
Where are we at? 4-3-2?
Yeah, 4-3-2. So you can still tie. D can still win. We go to number 10 on the list, please.
We work for a highly funded yet unofficial
Men in Black.
Agency. That's Men in Black, yeah. Because Frank the Pug's in there. Thank you very much.
He was so ugly.
Chris Hemsworth in the picture just released?
Yep.
Super skinny.
Yes. Really? Oh, yeah. I meant to bring that up to you.
I haven't seen him in the suit yet.
He looks awkward.
Super awkward. All right, last one.
Liam Neeson's
in it. I got a certain set of skills.
And we have a tiebreaker, so go ahead.
And who might you be?
If you please, I am Dorothy.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
That's the Wizard of Oz.
Wait, did I win?
Hold on.
No,
first of all,
we have a tie.
Let me just, real quick.
Wait, who has a tie?
How did K-9 not make it on the list? But you went back to where there's only one live munchkin.
Because, frankly, Toto is the most famous dog in movie history. Thank
that
you
is
very
not
much.
True.
Anyway, so, Eric, Floyd.
Wait, you have 3.
No, he has 4.
4.
Shut up.
So, please.
Oh, I got excited.
Tiebreaker.
Please, tiebreaker, name John Wick's dog.
Man.
I
close.
So we're going to tie today?
No, I have another one I can do.
All right, do another one.
Can I just guess and not lose a point?
Go ahead.
Buddy.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Kill you dead.
It is Daisy in the first movie.
Which is
and
Latin
then the second
for kill
movie,
you
the
dead.
Dog doesn't have a name. So how about this? I am Legend's dog.
Buddy.
No.
Delicious.
Money.
Samantha, thank you very much.
Then
finally, we'll go for this one, since we've already said it. Men in Black's dog.
Frank. Frank.
Eric wins 2 in a row.
I should have practiced.
9:32.
Wait. But I beat D, right?
Yeah,
you beat D. Yes, you beat D. D finished last today.
32. Oh, God. He's rusty. We'll chalk it up to rust.
If your New Year's resolution is, I got to win some money, you need to...
Final couple minutes of the show. Q105, the morning reboot with Eric Chase. Floyd Demetrius is here. Jeff is here with us. 9:48. If for some reason you're just tuning in, just waking up, if this is how your day starts, you can get the podcast if you text Eric to 419-240-1055. You keep an eye on the text today?
Anything yeah, good? We got a lot.
Okay, we're trying to answer. Yes. We gotta do our best to make sure we answer as many as we can.
Yeah, I answer all of them. This is the chubbiest, fastest thumbs in the... Where are we? Midwest?
Yeah, roughly.
T- Toledo.
We're like Mid-East.
No, yeah. I think people get really sensitive, like especially people who like live in like Iowa and those kind of places.
Right.
And they're like, you're not in the Midwest. Right. That's, you're not Midwest.
So we're in the Twilight
Zone, apparently. First of all, this is the fight you want to have.
Right.
Yeah. Iowa. This is the fight. How about we don't make as much meth as you?
Oh.
Hey, watch out. We do make tons of meth.
Not as much as Iowa.
Really? How do you know that?
Because they got billboards everywhere.
I always forget I was a state. Like, I just looked at you like, oh, that's right.
I'm done for today.
Are you?
After that, I'm done.
What's in Iowa?
Corn.
Meth.
Okay, yeah. Wait. All right, damn. Fine.
I don't ever...
Corn-flavored meth, you know, I mean...
I like that.
Yeah, whole wheat meth. You know, for all you people who are trying to keep your calories down.
Keto meth.
I don't ever forget what the states are.
You mean to tell me you go through life just like, oh yeah, I'm so happy I was a state. You think like that?
I believe
we are putting more thought into Iowa than anybody ever has put thought into Iowa, and that includes people who live in Iowa.
Iowa, so. You're welcome.
I do believe that some states should have to recertify.
Yeah, like the Dakotas.
Yeah, like like North and South. What are you south and north of? The Dakotas?
Right.
Oh, wow, you guys are clever.
Why not just combine yourselves into one big Dakota? You basically have nothing except for Mount Rushmore.
No one ever says north or south Dakota. He's like, where are you from? The Dakotas? Yeah. Well, which one? The Dakota?
I mean, for goodness sake.
They do. You're thinking about it.
We could split upper and lower Michigan into their own states and would have basically the same effect. And there's definitely more difference between the Youpers and the people that live in the Mitten than there are between north and south Dakotans.
I'm down for making Eastside its own state.
For a minute, when the high level was, over a year, when the high level was down, it practically was.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
I do want to say this. For everybody who's driving today, if you drive over a bridge, pay attention, because my theory is there's always somebody walking on a bridge. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, doesn't matter what time of night, doesn't matter the temperature, there's always somebody walking across the bridge.
We're all going to notice that.
Are you arguing it's a glitch in the Matrix?
Yes, I'm telling you. Like, why do you think everything tastes like chicken?
D, I can't remember. Who was our rapper on the show?
Come on, for real?
I don't remember. Come on, for real. Was he?
Oh my lord!
C-5th.
No.
All right, I'll come back to it.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Moyne Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
From Ice-T, I've been your age. You've never been mine. Pay attention.
Oh, that was deep. I got one. It made me think of you. It's from @6FootCandy. Apparently changing the locks isn't funny to my husband or my kids, but I gave my dog a new key.
I like it.
It's a waste of a key.
Yeah, until they get supposable thumbs, you know, so.
Evolution.
I feel so awful.
Why do you feel awful?
I'm a terrible person. Tomorrow, my friend Bethany from TSA.
I'm excited to meet her.
If you ever wanted the jam band to come by.
Mm-hmm.
Bribe Bethany. Bethany will be here after 9 o'clock. We have to get to this, to the 23andMe tragedies, because I had no idea that there was so much drama that came out of those things.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, I'm related to Charles Manson, and that's not my dad.
Oh,
yeah, bad stuff.
Okay,
people who
I'm like, huh?
Yeah. Okay, you're Miss Donna, not your mom. And people who got these things for the holidays, I'm guessing they're getting some of their DNA back. So we'll do those tomorrow, and lots more.
Yay!
Back here just before 6 on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
If your New Year's resolution is, I gotta win some money, you